Mark your calendar for July 7th and July 8th. Goodness gracious, head to the Froenthal Theater. We will visit with 50 authors from across the southern half of the Lower Peninsula. Oh, couple in the studio to talk about it. Let's begin with you, Ingar Rudholm, the Traveling Circus. We've talked before about it and more. I hope you're selling a few copies on the side.
Oh, I'm having a blast. It's been a busy summer. This is a illustrated book about a shy kid from Whitehall, Michigan, that gets kidnapped by a circus. And by the end of the story, he finds his courage. And we'll be at the Froenthal Theater, like Shelley said, July 7th and 8th. And we are going to have a fantastic show. We're going to talk about the books, all authors will be talking about, and signing them and selling them. And so it'll be a great event.
Great. And let's introduce you, Steve LaBelle, a spokesperson for Argonne, author as well, the Universe Builders, hanging out in Muskegon. Good morning to you, Steve. How's life in your world?
Very good. Thank you, Shelley. Yeah. Appreciate your having us here. My book is a young adult fantasy, and it's I've been delighted about it because I actually won 16 awards for the first book that came out 2 years ago, and it's a story about a young god who just graduated from god school, and he builds universes for a living. Goodness. And it's of course nothing's ever quite the way you hope that it will be, especially when you're not the smartest kid in god school.
Yes. You both representing the many in the house come that Friday and Saturday. Ingar, let's look at the big picture here. What is happening and why?
Well, the Lakeshore in Muskegon is having an art festival, and the Froenthal Theater was nice enough to have us a part of the show, too, doing our book signing during the event. And we have the corridor in the main part of Froenthal set up with chairs and chairs and tables, and we have authors coming in from as far away as Detroit and the Flint area, as far away as Traverse City. So they're going to spend the night in the Muskegon area and get to know the our audience in this area and hopefully share their stories.
Great. Is this an event that... I guess I'll just be blunt, Steve LaBelle. Is this an important event for authors come together?
Yes. There aren't a lot of authors events that have 50 authors. This is pretty amazing. We're actually pulling people. In fact, we've got a couple of people from outside of Michigan who are coming just for the event as well. It's a opportunities to bring together this number is just unheard of.
Good. So, how will the Friday and Saturday event work? Looks like 10 to 6 is your open and close time.
Yeah, open and close time, and we'll also have prizes available during the day. And Steve could tell a little bit about the prizes.
We've actually got 3 sets of door prizes. The first one will be anyone that comes in will have an opportunity to complete. A little entry form, and we'll be eligible for a book, and we'll be drawing those every hour. And so all you've got to do is win, and then you can go around and pick any book from any author, and they'll be signed for you right there. Yep. We'll be doing that every hour. Then we'll have a second door prize that'll be given out to people who go around with kind of like a scavenger hunt. We're gonna have 6 names of authors on a ticket, and people go around, get initials from the author, and enter that, and that'll give them eligibility for another door prize. And we've got a couple more ways to win as well.
It's always nice to get an incentive to get me in the door.
Yeah, everybody in the door.
Let's talk more about your participants, your authors, residents of Muskegon and Ottawa counties, though others might come from the other side of the state as well?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, we do represent all different genres, from children's books all the way up to murder mystery, adult.
You're talking Argonne Press or just the event?
The event. But Argonne Press also represents 7 authors. So we're kind of an author co-op, and we're the sponsor for this event.
Yeah. and the Oregon Press, under the name Michigan Authors, this organizational event in cooperation. Ingar, this is in cooperation with the Lakeshore Art Festival.
Yeah, we're one of the sponsors, actually, for the event. So we
worked with the Chamber of Commerce, Muskegon Chamber of Commerce, to work it out, because they actually operate the Lakeshore Art Festival. And we became a sponsor, and so we're kind of cross-marketing and helping to promote each event.
All right, back to putting both of your author hats back on. So you as authors and your 48 others there from 10 to 6 both days, what's ideal? Do you want those in the crowd to ask about your book, to ask about how do you write a book? What makes for a successful event here?
Well, we do get what I enjoy is when a budding author comes up and says, how do you get in the industry and what are the steps? And it's always inspiring. In fact, I got a fan letter from a 10-year-old, and she says, I'm a writer too. And that inspires them to, you know, just that they can do it too. And so it's always fun to meet not only the readers, but our authors that want to, they ask questions and we answer as much as we can. And Steve and I belong to the same writing group, so we always share ideas. And I share ideas with the authors too. And it's so much fun.
Steve, would you address that?
Yeah. I think I would have to agree with Ingar. The fun part is when you talk to people that that are interested in writing, interested in your genre, especially people that have read it and are coming back to find out what you've written more recently. Those are real exciting times for me. I also like to talk to people who are interested in getting into this. One of the things that happened when we formed Argonne Press was there were 7 of us. We started meeting every week, actually, for a year. At the beginning of the year, none of us had published a book. We all had dreams and plans, and at the end of the year, all 7 of us had published our first book, and we'd all had book signings at Barnes & Noble, and 3 of us had won national awards for our books. As a result of this, you know, coming together and sharing with authors, because none of us had all the skills necessary to do it all, but each of us had different pieces that could contribute to being successful for all of us, really.
Supporting each other.
Yeah. Supporting each other, you say.
Yeah,
yes.
In the community, supporting each other.
Yeah. In fact, Argonne Press is really an outgrowth of that because we've been working together as 7, and now we're starting to invite more authors to become a part of it. We've formed MichiganAuthors.com, both as a website and also on Facebook. We've got 350 members of Michigan Authors on Facebook.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. Tell me how I would find out more about all of the authors represented.
We're going to be publishing all that information on both Facebook, but also on MichiganAuthors.com this week. We're compiling it right now, and we've got three authors. We're still kind of nudging to get the last of their information in. As soon as we get that, we'll be putting it online and promoting it fairly widely.
Yes, and for the again the visitors that come, is there lunch available or other type of entertainment?
No,
visit Muskegon. Just hang out in Muskegon.
Yeah,
right?
There'll be food vendors outside along the sidewalk, not necessarily inside the Frauenthal Theater.
Right.
But is there will Smash be open?
Yep, Smash will be open, but not during the day.
Oh, okay.
And they've got 50,000 people that'll be there then to support the art festival vendors and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So it'd be fun. I mean, you can do just anything you want, really.
Yeah. How important is it that that you sign the book? How important are signed books? Are they worth more money? What's the deal with that these days?
I was surprised to find out that if you actually personalize it and write the person's name in addition to yours, it decreases the value of the book.
Oh.
A signature apparently is valuable if it's not personalized, And they even give us special little instructions as authors where you're supposed to sign it in indelible ink so that it doesn't fade and things like this. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, you learned something, Ingar. All right, so the blunt question, how do you get started in writing a book, Ingar?
Well, I usually start with the idea and outline. An outline is important. Then that way you can make sure it flows properly. And then after that, I start chunking things together. And it's always been a fun experience. And sometimes I might write one sentence a night, but I might write two pages another night. And it's just, but do it. Just start. That's what you...
Yeah. There are two styles of writers, they say. One of the outliners who organize everything and think it through. Then there's the pantsers. See the pantsers.
Oh.
Yeah. And those are the ones who just sit down and write and write and write. Of course, they're the ones that have to go back and chop everything out that that turned out to be like dead alleys. Yeah. I'm kind of an outliner, so I'm very organized and think it all through.
And, timelines.
Yeah, timelines. And in fact, in my book, I've got 13 different subplots, and so they're very complicated. You just don't do it without an outline.
And Steve LaBelle, if one begins the book process, how early do we look for the publisher?
Well, actually, that's the exciting thing about today is that you can do the traditional author process, but you can also self-publish now. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's very easy to self-publish compared to what it used to be. And it used to be that, for example, there existed a lot of what we called vanity presses. A vanity press is basically a company that is more than happy to publish your book at exorbitant prices, and you end up with 5,000 copies of it in your basement, and then you're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Nowadays, they have what's called POD, print-on-demand publishers, and you provide them with the material, and if you want one book, they print one book. If you want two books, they print two, and they'll deliver them within 2 or 3 days. And you can connect that kind of provider right up to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or other groups like that. So you don't even touch the books anymore. It's excellent.
The Universe Builders, under your penship, Steve LaBelle. Is there another book in the offing?
Actually, my third one just came out this week.
Wow.
It's called Bernie and the Wizards. And it's one of the hot new releases on Amazon right now. In the fantasy category. So it's kind of exciting to me.
Yeah. How about you, Ingar Rudholm? What's up in your latest work of writing?
I'm working on a prequel, and this will also be set in Whitehall, and it'll feature actually Helmet Playhouse as one of the main characters will go into the Helmet Playhouse to watch a concert. And something happens, and it starts a whole new adventure.
Do you know the ending yet?
Yes, I do.
Don't give it away. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Let's do the reviews about the happenings come July 7th and 8th. What's happening?
July 7th and 8th, and it'll be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. And we're featuring the 50 authors. And we're hoping for a nice day. Some of us will be dressing up as costume characters from our books.
From our books,
cool.
Yeah.
If it's not too hot of a day. So that should be another little attraction for people to come out and kind of giggle at us. And
giggle with you.
Yes.
Formerly nearly 50 authors from across the southern half of the Lower Peninsula. That's us, present in the Frohenthal Theater, meeting the public, signing books, giving away door prizes, and bottom line, sharing your talents with us. Thank you, Argonne Press's Steve LaBelle and author Ingar Rudholm. Both of your books are out, The Universe Builders and The Traveling Circus, and more. All right, have fun. July 7th and 8th.
Thank you very much.